This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, we're all winners. Welcome to a Friday. It's a Meat Friday, and we have Chad from Traeger here. And yes, we do have the menu for today's fixins: spatchcocked chicken, baby back ribs, mac and cheese, sort of a, I guess Chad was trying to give me something related to a Marconi, so it was Marconi and cheese. I said, okay, I got it. We'll workshop that. Coleslaw as well. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
All right, I like that. Sounds a little bit better. Worried about that in the first hour. It all comes down to this, the final showdown between Laurie Strode and Mike Myers. 45 years in the making, catch the epic conclusion of the Halloween franchise with Halloween Ends in theaters and streaming only on Peacock. Joe Maddon, former skipper with the Angels and the Cubs, will join us coming up a little bit. Next hour, a good buddy from Fox Sports, Nick Wright, will stop by as well. Some of the headlines here. We had a football game that was certainly interesting last night that Arizona picks up the win. And thanks to a couple of pick sixes, they put away the pesky Saints. The Astros beat the Yankees 3-2, up 2-0 in the series. And the Niners traded for Christian McCaffrey. There's a lot going on in all of those headlines there. We'll talk baseball with Joe Maddon coming up a little bit. As far as Arizona winning, there was a moment where Kyler Murray is yelling at his head coach, Cliff Kingsbury. And they're down, it's 14-6, and he comes over to the sidelines, and he's got his helmet off, and he says, calm the bleep down to his head coach, and he does it twice. And I'm thinking, if you're... I'm sure Cliff Kingsbury will say, oh, this happens on the sidelines all the time or whatever that is. I would have said to Kyler Murray, I'm your coach. Don't speak to me that way. Because it feels like Kyler Murray knows he's on scholarship. Cliff Kingsbury, probably not quite sure, even though he's got a long-term contract there. But watching that and the disrespect – I was really surprised. And I don't know if Cliff Kingsbury addresses that. I don't know if Kyler Murray said, hey, I got caught up in the moment. Sorry, coach. But they won. Imagine if they lost and you had that. You know, it doesn't take long there, that interaction, but it did kind of open the window. I thought it was a poor display by Kyler Murray. You know, Bailey Zappi's not going to do that to Bill Belichick. I don't even know if Aaron Rodgers would be doing that to Matt LaFleur.
Mac Jones just had the nerve to say why.
I know, and that was a big deal.
Why? Yeah. Okay, you can take a seat on the bench.
But if he did it on national TV, where he went to the sidelines and Bill Belichick was going to disagree and he went, why? Maybe it would be a bigger deal. But he did that, I guess, behind the scenes where he'd question Bill Belichick. Why? Why are we doing this? Yes, Mark.
This sounds like parents. You see certain kids and they're like, damn, Mom, what? Or you see me. Yes, Mom. Why? What'd you just say to me? Why'd you question me? That's what it sounds like. Cliff Kingsbury looks like the young people, like he's trying to be the friend.
Yes.
And Bill Belichick looks like, nah. Don't even question me. I'll kill you.
It just looks bad in front of the rest of your teammates. You know, be a leader. That's what we keep waiting for with Kyler Murray. Be a leader. And maybe he could argue or you could argue that he was being a leader by telling his coach to calm the bleep down. I wouldn't see it that way. Maybe you do. I thought it was a show of disrespect. He's still your coach, but it does feel like, you know, Cliff is trying to be Kyler's buddy. And you know, he should hold on to Kyler for dear life. That's the reason why he got this job in the first place and a contract extension. But you did get the win, more importantly, and you do it on the same night where Christian McCaffrey is traded in the division to the 49ers. And I was wondering about this because Kyle Shanahan nearly took Christian McCaffrey in the 2017 draft. Ended up San Francisco. They had the number 2 pick in the draft. They ended up taking Solomon Thomas, McCaffrey's teammate from Stanford. He felt a little safer, I think, than Christian McCaffrey did. We didn't know how that would translate, but you know, Christian's dad played for Kyle's dad. And in Denver, and I think that, you know, he's known the family, and they wanted to get Christian McCaffrey, who's 26 years of age, 3 more years left on his contract, where I think it's around $12 million a year. You're getting a guy who can run and catch. You don't have to load him up with 25 carries. And coming out of the backfield with Jimmy Garoppolo, you did give up 4 draft picks. The report was that Carolina wanted 2 first-round draft picks for Christian McCaffrey. They got a 2nd, 3rd, and 4th this year and a 5th next year. And you kept him away from the Rams because the Rams reportedly were all in till the very end. I give – you know who I thought of when this deal happened? Baker Mayfield. You want to talk about a guy who is trying to prove himself, trying to hold on to being a starter in this league. Now all of a sudden Christian McCaffrey's gone. I guess they're going to hold on to DJ Moore. They feel like he's more foundational for them. But you end up trading him. So you start to look at Baker Mayfield and the weapons, and Robbie Anderson is gone. Like, this feels Trubisky-esque for him, an ending like that where he's a backup quarterback someplace next year. But is Carolina bad enough to be in a good position to take one of these quarterbacks? That's another. You don't like being 7-10 in the NFL. Like, if you said you can be 7-10, or would you rather have 3 wins, 3-14? I'd take 3-14 because I can get help. 7-10, I can't get that help, that difference maker. Yeah, Marv.
Have you ever heard of or seen like front offices be like, damn, when their team wins like the last 2 games of the season, yeah, to get themselves out of a top 5 pick,
yeah,
or anything? Have you ever seen that before or heard of that?
They usually don't cheer, you know, privately, like, what are you, like the Dolphins, what are you doing? You don't know. We didn't want you to win. Wait, what? Yeah, Paulie.
Carolina right now, if the draft for today, long way to go, they have the number 1 draft pick. So If somehow Carolina could take this season, get rid of Darnold, get rid of Baker Mayfield, get rid of their coach, have the number one pick of the draft, get C.J. Stroud, and have McCaffrey's money off their books and four more draft choices, that's one of the better seasons they could hope for. Like you said, what would seven wins have done for Carolina this year?
Yeah, but Carolina could turn out to be the southern version of the Bears. You know, you draft another highest Ohio State quarterback and he has nothing to play with around him. Good luck with that. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. You're chatting on Chat Row and our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. Poll question for hour two, Seton, is...
Dan, I'll update hour one real quick. We had who's going to win the NFC. Ooh. Right now, 51% say the Eagles, followed by 20% with the Vikings, 49ers at 15%. Everybody else, not really a chance.
All right.
We're going to go hour two. I was going to put up a Tua poll question if you should play this weekend.
Ooh. Okay. Should is the key word there.
Should.
Yeah, it's tricky when somebody is going to diagnose what your injury is, or why aren't you coming back, you know? I just hope that who is ever, you know, examining him, or you get a second opinion here just to make sure, do your best to make sure, protect him from himself. But they play the Steelers. It's a standalone game, too. That's where everybody's got an opinion on Monday morning. Yes.
Who thinks that he should play?
I'm going to say no, he shouldn't play. I'm going to err to the side of caution. Todd?
He should not play.
All right. Marv?
No.
All right. What do you think, Seton?
No, definitely not.
Yeah. It's tricky because, you know, he didn't have a concussion against the Bills. But then you fire the neurologist whose job is to examine you for a concussion. Okay. I know he had a concussion against the Bengals. Yes,
it just seems like even not being a medical professional, right, you know that getting two in that close of a time span,
yes,
right,
yeah,
is really terrible.
Yeah.
So now imagine getting three. He had that awful reaction, which that isn't like the kind of thing that just looks bad.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just seems crazy to me.
Tom Brady had his press conference, and of course there had been talk maybe Tom wouldn't last the year. I think there was a rumor out there that he would retire before the end of the season. Here's Tom Brady.
There's been a couple of national talking heads speculating that, you know, Tom is not even going to finish out the season. And I've tried to, like, say that's got to be crazy. I mean, we're here all the time. Can you...
Well, that's really why I'm here. I'm here to announce, finally, you guys pushed me to the brink. And no, I think, you know, I think a lot of it for me is just us going out there to, you know, I love the sport and I love the teammates and I want to go do a great job for this team like I always have. So no retirement in my future.
And then the headlines didn't match that answer. You know, Brady could play till he's 50. No plans on retiring. No, it was about this season and retiring before the end of the season. Yes,
I like the sarcasm of a lot of these talking heads.
Oh, I know.
Like,
what was that about?
Oh, I know. Whoa, that's a throwback right there.
Yeah, I know.
Was it 1985?
Yeah. Another one of these writers, reporters who hates TV people until he gets to be a TV person.
Yeah,
I got your talking head right here.
So-called talking heads, yeah. Like to say.
You know, but I think they're crazy. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Tommy, right?
Yeah. Hey, can I be your friend, Tom? Hey, Tom. Yeah, those talking hair dudes. Yeah, I got mustard on my shirt here. No, I haven't combed my hair in a while. Shower? Optional? Okay, come on in. You're no talking hairdo. Let's see. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Dan and Danette.
Good evening.
Friday.
Good evening.
Yeah. Hey, I'll answer your question. Yes, the Carolina Panthers are bad enough to not be good enough to not get the number one pick. Mm-hmm. They have started dumpster fire. It is now a contained fire. It's still burning. But I think going the other route, they shouldn't get a quarterback with the number one pick. I think they should build around Matt Corral, who they got last year and got injured, and build around an offensive line and go that way. They have drafted the most all-pros since 2000 through the draft. That was a surprising fact I found. But I have a pie to the face for Paulie with the number one pick. I will take a pie to the face if the Bears are bad enough to get the number one pick, but he'll take a pie to the face if my Panthers are bad enough to get the number one pick.
Ooh. And Paulie and I already have a bet because Paulie says C.J. Stroud wins the Heisman. And do they win the national title? And he's the number one overall pick. That's a big bet there. Do you want a piece of Andrew in Washington, Paulie?
Recap his bet again. He picks Bears to be the worst?
Yes. If the Bears get the number one pick, I take the pie. So we get a win for our teams losing. And you take a pie if the Carolina Panthers end up with the number one pick.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. All right. All it's
right.
on.
All right, Andrew. Thank
it
you.
Is on.
Yeah.
Now it's on.
Yeah.
It is on right now.
It is completely on, not off.
So on right now.
Yeah. Not off.
David in Cincinnati. Hi, David. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan.
Hi, David.
Hello. A swole 5'11", 165. Second time, long time. Couple things. First off, I haven't noticed your crouchiness, so I don't know what that person's talking about. Two more items for you. I'd like to help with the conundrum with who takes up the McLovin costume, who takes that over.
Yeah.
And then also, I have an impression, and I want to see if you can guess who I'm trying to do. First off, with the McLovin costume, Paulie, I think he sort of resembles Taysom Hill. Maybe, now you can't really do it because I bled it out of the bag, but, you know, Paulie, show up one day looking like Taysom Hill.
I think. Okay. And what's the other thing that you have, David?
Well, it's like a seed, Dan.
Okay.
It's like a seed. I don't know. Can you guess?
Charles Barkley?
Yeah, very good. Yeah,
okay. All right. Thank you, David.
Well done, David.
I think... Seton, you have a better Charles Barkley than David does, don't you?
Do I?
I don't know. Fritzy does.
Sometimes I do impressions in the moment, and then I don't really remember doing them.
Fritzy, you got one?
That's terrible, man. That's terrible.
Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
Yeah. One word impression.
Yeah, I know.
Knucklehead.
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you, Dan?
Yeah.
Let's say that a lot.
Okay. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. That gives you a little bit of time before you give your actual answer there.
I do get a chuckle out of the, he's trying to run through those ingredients in the Subway commercial.
Oh, God. It's my favorite.
Parmesan. And
when he goes, artesian.
That makes me angry.
Oh, did you see the Russell Wilson commercial?
Stop. No, let's not. Let's.
Oh.
Let's not.
You know what? We need to talk about it. No, we need to talk about it.
No.
We do. The second Subway commercial is out.
Oh,
it's dropped.
We're gonna
have to examine that. That's right. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk some baseball. More phone calls coming up, and we're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. TireRack.com boys paid us a visit. They're home headquarters in South Bend, Indiana, and TireRack.com, one of our new partners here. They want to know what you drive, how you drive, where you drive. You get a personalized tire recommendation. Takes about 2 minutes. The right tires for how you drive. And yes, Fritzy, they have the Hankook.
The Hankooks. I love those. Perfect.
Hankook tires. Test results, tire ratings, consumer reviews. Also, over 10,000 recommended installers. They ship fast and free. We had an installer yesterday, Joel, right, Fritzy? Joel.
We did have Joel. We did a lot of risky business jokes at his expense.
How did that go?
I don't remember asking for tires to show up at our house, Joel.
The guy totally didn't get it either. He's like,
just smiling.
Yeah. I don't remember anything about a party, Joel.
TireRack.com/Dan.
Joel.
TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today, and good luck.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now for you to do is drive them off the lot. The Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Joe Maddon, the two-time World Series champion manager, three-time manager of the year, and now he's got a book out and a podcast. They're both called The Book of Joe and the podcast with the great writer, Tom Verducci, available where books are sold, The Book of Joe. And good to have you back, Joe. How you doing?
Good, buddy. Good morning to you.
Why aren't you managing?
I haven't been asked. I mean, that's what happened the first time. My agent at that time, Tommy Tanger, walking out of the ballpark in Boston says, how come you're not managing? Somebody's got to ask you to do that. I really don't know. I don't even know if this the book and the things I'm talking about in the book eventually at the end of it may be discouraging some from asking me, which is fine. And that's cool. But I really felt a need to talk about analytics in the way that I have. And if I get to work again, hopefully next year, I'll take it. And if not, I'll just become a better golfer.
What role did analytics play in you getting fired?
It's not like it did. That's the point. I'm really into this stuff. I'm into the information. I love it. I was pretty much at the forefront of it becoming popular in the game in the 2006-07 with Andrew Friedman in Tampa Bay. The problem I have is the way it's being brought into the clubhouse itself. It's to the point where the word I use is interfering. I mean, it gets way too much credit for what happens on a baseball field. It really, to me, is most beneficial when it comes to acquiring players. I don't deny though, man, defenses and really the point where you're changing and eradicating the shift, a lot of it has to do with analytics and putting your guys in the right spots. And then if pitchers benefit, hitters do not. But regardless of all that, I just want baseball to be put first again. I want coaches to be empowered again. And I want analysts to be put more in the background.
Okay, so this is maybe more for a selfish standpoint of saying, let's not forget about the managers, because it feels like you don't need managers or their role is diminished now. Is that what you're arguing?
Yeah, I agree. And if that's the case, that's fine. And I'm not arguing, I guess, in favor of anything. I'm just against the fact that as a manager, your abilities are somewhat mitigated. I mean, when you have voices in the back of your head the moment you walk in the dugout from everything that's been thrown at you right before the game begins, primarily, I'm talking strategically, like bullpens, who's available, who's not in a bullpen situation. I don't like that. I don't really like elongated meetings on a daily basis. I don't like presentations. Players cannot hold on to dissertations in a hot moment. You're watching these games. And by the way, the games have been great. I think the playoffs have been outstanding, and hopefully it's going to attract more fans. And I think that's wonderful. But to think that all this information is actually helping Justin Verlander throw a pitch in a certain moment or a Framber, well, it's not true. It's just not true. I know Maldonado does a great job behind the plate, but it's being perpetrated that way. And you're right. I think the abilities of managers are being usurped in a sense. And right, the need to have them is really gradually going away. I agree with that.
What would you do if you were managing Jose Altuve, who is in a terrible slump, 0 for his last 23, but you're winning? Mm-hmm. What do you do to kickstart somebody like that?
I would definitely, obviously, have a visit with him. And typically, not just guys, I mean, he's not very tall, but he's got great power. I really would ask him to do two things, accept your walks, because probably – I'm watching the games, expanding your strike zone a little bit too often, get back into your zone. And I'll just take singles up the middle. I'll take singles up the middle, opposite gap. You try to simplify things. I think right now it's getting quick, regardless of all the success you've had. It can still get quick in moments like this. So help them slow it down. Give them a more simple game plan to approach. Try not to analyze exactly what the pitcher's doing. Do what you do better. And again, that would come down to accepting your walks, organizing your strike zones. And I'll take singles up the middle.
There was a lot of chatter with Aaron Judge going for the single season record for the Yankees, and would the pitchers pitch to him? If you were managing, and let's say you were managing and you guys were in a playoff run, so you got to win the game, want to win the game, but what is your duty to the game as a manager with your pitchers in what Aaron Judge is trying to accomplish?
Well, it's even if you're not in the race, you're beholden to other teams that may be in the race. So you got to treat it as though I'm saying if I'm, for instance, this year Detroit and I'm out of it, I'm playing the Yankees, I still got to treat Judge as though I was the Astros or another team that was in the race towards the end of the season. You have to treat it with equal respect. So, yeah, I would have walked him a lot, I think. I mean, it all depends on who's sitting behind him. I was even talking to some friends saying it's going to come to the point where he's going to get walked with the bases loaded at some point. I really thought that would occur. I know I've done that. I've been criticized, whatever, and it really doesn't matter. But I thought that was going to occur too. So it all depends on who's hitting behind him and what that kind of protection looks like. But regardless, you have to have respect for the game and other competitors so that you treat it as though this was kind of a baseball life and death situation.
He's Joe Maddon. He won a couple of World Series titles and a three-time manager of the year. He has a podcast and a book, both titled The Book of Joe. The podcast is with, and the book, with the great baseball writer Tom Verducci. Was there any thought of trading Mike Trout internally when you were with the Angels?
No, it was not. That was not discussed with me at all. I love Michael.
Should there have been conversations?
You know, you could make that argument. There's no question. You could argue in favor of that just because you're trying to replenish the system and who's going to get more value back than a Michael Trout's going to get. I mean, you're hearing the same things spoken about Shohei right now. Being in a position where you may have to make those decisions, not easy. And, you know, things like that have happened before. It's not like it's ever occurred. The fan base would be up in arms, obviously, and then you're going to have some kind of, you know, things are going to be written, things are going to be said. But hopefully you make the right kind of trades. You get the return in a year or two from then, it's going to be a moot point. But whenever it's going to happen, whenever it would happen, of course, it's going to be an uproar. But you have to have foresight in situations. And the fact that they haven't won in a long time, we got off to a great start this year, but it just didn't want to work out. Of course, that has to be discussed.
I'm going to make you Shohei Ohtani's agent.
I'll take it.
How are you guiding him? Where do you want him to be after this next year?
You know, Shohei is really his own man. I know Nez, the fellow that works with him, and is translator Ipe. We're really good friends. I think what's happened, if you remember when Shohei first came over, I think he definitely wanted to stay on the West Coast. I think he was concerned, of course, and also about having an American League team where he could utilize both. Right now, the whole league is open to him. I don't think that location or travel are as important. I think culturally, having probably been closer to Japan at the point mattered, but now I don't think it matters as much. I think he's really gotten his you know, his feet on the ground in a sense when it comes to the American culture. So I think it's wide open, whereas in the past it was not. So it's going to come down to Shohei wants to win, man. Listen, one thing about Shohei, he's great and he's got all these things going on for him, but at the end of the day, this guy wants to win. So I think he's going to be motivated by that. I mean, his money's going to come regardless. It doesn't matter where Shohei goes. He's going to make his dough.
Would you pay him two salaries, Joe?
You have to. I mean, it's just two players. It really is. I mean, it's unique to negotiate or evaluate a Shohei Ohtani. He's not one dude. Look at his pitching record this year and look what he did at the plate offensively. Now, of course, everybody's going to say with good health, and that holds true for everybody. His pitching keeps getting better. I witnessed it personally. Offensively, it's been really good the last couple of years. You're paying one guy to do two different things,
yeah.
And he does it on a level that's a top five, top 10 in all of baseball.
If you said, or you had to decide, he has to do one or the other. Mm-hmm. He can't do both.
That's Sophie's choice right there. That's a really difficult thought. I don't know the answer to that. I think he could probably be an offensive player longer. It's just a matter of the arm holding up, stuff holding up, things of that nature. But I'll tell you, this guy is kind of a physical freak. He's not sore before, after games. I don't understand how he's able to play to the level that he can after the day's pitched and thrown 100 pitches. Nobody can do that. Nobody does that. So I just wish the man continued wonderful health and just keep doing what he's doing for the next 5 to 10 years, because it's really special. And I don't even know the next guy that's going to come along to be able to even kind of approach what he's done.
And that's what I wonder. You know, sports is full of imitators. Everybody right. wants to be Steph Curry. Everybody mm-hmm. wants to be Patrick Mahomes. You're going to have high school kids who might go into it, and it'll be the Shohei Ohtani effect on the game, where a lot of these players are really good. You know, your pitcher plays shortstop when he's not pitching when you're growing up.
Right.
And I wonder if there are going to be imitators who say, look, I'd like to be a two-way player like Ohtani.
It's possible, more like you're insinuating there in high school or college where you don't play every day. That's a different animal. When you're playing every day at 162, to be able to pull off what he's done. I'm not saying it's not going to happen again, but I'm really curious as to when it might. There's going to be potential imitators. And like I said, when you play maybe three days a week, you could do, you know, absolutely, we all did it in high school. But when you get to the level that he's performing at, I really don't think it's going to happen in the very near future. And if it were to, on some level, not with the kind of success he's experienced.
It's great to talk to you. You look good. You look healthy.
I'm going to go play golf. Yeah, I'm going to go play golf. I'm right on the golf course right behind me here. I'll be playing 18 with the buddies in a couple of minutes. I'm a civilian. I'm having a blast golfing, gardening, and grilling. It's a really difficult summer to surpass.
Good to talk to you again, Joe. Good luck with the book,
Dan,
and the podcast. That's Joe Madden, and the book and the podcast entitled The Book of Joe. And as you heard him say at the beginning, you know, this might prevent me from managing again with some of my opinions I'm going to have in the book. I like that Seton goes, Joe Madden, is he related to, is there Benji Madden of Good Charlotte? And I go, I think it's spelled differently. So we're doing research on the Madden brothers.
Who they're married to.
Cameron Diaz and Nicole Richie.
Because I was looking at his name, Joe Madden, and I was like, you know, you could really convince me that his name was Joel Madden. And Paul's like, isn't that the dude from Good Charlotte?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then all set to ask him if he's related to the Maddens, I go, I think he spells it differently. D-O-N instead of D-E-N. Hey, are you a fan of Good Charlotte? Who?
Anywho.
What? Yeah. That's our crack research staff there. Couple of phone calls here. Kevin in North Carolina. Hi, Kevin. What's on your mind today?
What's going on, Dan? Quick shout out to my boy Keith Hansen, who on the other end of the coast, holding down MVU. Who is my Vikings? Are we the team that's, you know, 29th in 6 yards per play, or the team that's 32 pressures and 6 sacks, 12 of 15 on third downs the week before, but 10 three and outs the week after? I mean, it's like we're bipolar.
You're going to have that. But that's why I felt like you were a playoff team, but I didn't think you were threatening in the playoffs. Plus, you could use a prime time victory. That could really help. That's where people would go, okay, maybe these Vikings are, you know, to be taken seriously. You still have skilled position players. You know, is Kirk D. Cousins going to be able to win games for you? You got, you know, running game, you got wide receivers, and the rest of the division feels down. Here's your opportunity. Yes, Marv.
So for the Vikings, you said they need a primetime win. What do the Giants need in order for them to be taken seriously, to be on like this poll question?
I think if they make the playoffs, I think it's a nice story now, but it's like the Jets. It might just be an early, you know, the Cardinals were, what, 9-0 last year, and we're like, yeah, Cardinals, okay. And then it's like, Cardinals, you know, slip into the playoffs, and then gonzo. I think just to say we're real, then you got to get to the playoffs. That's what I'd be waiting for with either one of these teams, the Giants or the Jets. Yes, Tony.
For the Giants, I know you can only play who's in front of you, but looking at the next several weeks, Jaguars, Seahawks, Texans, Lions, then they got the Cowboys. That would be the interesting one on November 24th, and then the Commanders. So how do we get a read on the Giants if that's their schedule over the next month and a half?
Well, you probably don't. I just want to see, are they consistent? Do they do things consistently well? Is Danny Dimes somebody you can count on? Saquon Barkley appears to be back. Are they going to be able to, you know, Brian Daboll, you know, gets them to play, elevates them, it feels like, to another level. Can you continue to do that over the course of a season? Jake in Phoenix. Hi, Jake. What's on your mind today?
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Hey, so I was at the game last night, and when Kreiler started yelling at Cliff, at least the section that I was in, we all took it the same way you did, just pure disrespect, and it was almost shocking to see them showing that on the big screen. And regarding McCaffrey, I can't remember in recent history a team now in the Niners with as much talent, but because of their quarterback, you think, I don't know about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm always criticized when I bring up Garoppolo. You know, hey, he wins. He's gone to the Super Bowl. He's got an NFC title game. They almost went to the Super Bowl. I understand that. He's been on the Patriots and the Niners. The Patriots, they were always going to be good. And with the Niners, that is a talented roster. They should be good. He's had six playoff games. He's won four of the six. I get it. But there has to be something for a team to go, we're all in on a guy who's only played 1 year of college football, and that was at Division I AA. And this quarterback was the starter a month ago. Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't even there at the facility. He wasn't even taking part in anything. So if you think I'm banging on him, the Niners did this. They basically said, well, just hang out. We'll trade you when we can. Okay, I'll just be waiting. He wasn't involved at all with the 49ers. He's that desired? See, you can't have it both ways where you go, hey, come on, you got to say something nice about Jimmy Garoppolo. No, I don't. Jimmy Garoppolo is a quarterback in the NFL. Can be good, but then he can be nondescript, disappear. If your season comes down to Jimmy Garoppolo in a game-winning drive, how confident do you feel? Matthew Stafford has four wins, too, in his career, four playoff wins. Of course, those were all last year. Yes, Mark.
So it's really Super Bowl or bust. So if the Niners lose an NFC title game, they're like, sorry, Trey Lance,
well, either way, they're not keeping Jimmy Garoppolo. He could win the Super Bowl, and the management can't go, God, we gave up so much for Trey Lance. Do we bring Jimmy back for another year?
Listen to the things you just said, though. Like, if he wins the Super Bowl, he's been...
I can't imagine him coming back.
It's almost hard to imagine Trey Lance performing as well as Jimmy G has. Yeah. That's what's impossible to imagine, that he's going to do just as well as Jimmy has.
Absolutely right.
The expectations are that he's going to be better than that.
I know. No, he's going to be different. I think they're selling different and dynamic, and Kyle Shanahan gets to do all these creative things with his offense.
But at the end of the day, he's expected to win the big game.
Yes,
that
he is.
Jimmy would cost you.
Yes, yes.
That
yes,
is.
Indeed.
Those are very high expectations.
I mean, the Niners are all in. You got McCaffrey. You're all in. That right? Now you think you can, and you should have this approach. In the NFC right now, it's wide open for you to take. Yes, Marv.
Was Trey Lance the guy where the ceiling was super duper high? Like, there's that guy potential. Like, man, he has the potential to be X, Y, and Z.
Yes, yes. That's how you get fired. Potential. Yeah, man, he has potential.
You got the guy right there.
Yeah.
You got the guy right there. Why are you fighting it so hard to not use the guy?
Yeah. He almost went to the Super Bowl last year. Yeah, that's more.
DP, this sounds like the guy that was picked fourth overall in the NBA draft. Like, he averaged 8.4 points a game. He only played seven games. But, man, did you see those?
Yeah. He had potential. Michael Olowokandi.
I was going to say Stromile Swift, but go ahead.
Oh, Stromile LSU Swift.
Or Tyrus Thomas. Name an athletic LSU guy.
Wow.
Ben Simmons, sorry.
Yeah. Oh. Shaq. Pete Maravich.
Michael Olowokandi.
Yeah.
And I've got Shaquille O'Neal.
All right. When we come back, we will review the newest Russell Wilson Subway commercial. And my girl, Taylor Swift, dropped a new single last night. Sending me some messages, I think. Take a break. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. And if you've changed jobs or maybe considering retirement, now you have to think about what is your version of success and striving to reach your goals. Maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have been doing exactly that. How to help you achieve what you think success is. They're going to be able to help you in a variety of ways. When it comes to investing for retirement, you can't make mistakes. Stifel, the financial advisors, helping you create personalized retirement plans and understand the many options for claiming Social Security and investment portfolio that's designed around your needs. And you also have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Find your Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com, STIFEL.com. Stifel, Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
When I saw the first Subway commercial with Russell Wilson, I thought maybe he was kind of having a commercial that's a spoof on those who do these commercials. And then I realized, I don't think Russ was spoofing anybody. And he also was chewing on the sandwich, and that drove Seton crazy. Yeah.
Good and, sandwich.
Yeah.
And, probably dangerous.
And I thought, okay, how many more of these are they going to trot out? Usually when you have somebody, you got them for a day, and you're like, all right, we got five different commercials we're going to shoot here. And then, well, he's got another one, and it just came out. Marv, do you can you play it, please?
Here are all the dangerous ways to danger witch. I call this one the fork and knife. I call this one the blindfold. Big bite. The drop it low. The left-handed. The wielding. The upside down.
Here comes the airplane.
And the most dangerous of all. The rapper.
Okay. Okay. He had a knife and fork. He had a blindfold on.
It's not radio friendly, that commercial. Good grief. No. Who mixed that? Good Lord.
Yes, Marv.
Yeah, and there, for everyone listening on radio, he's acting him out, and the acting is just
awesome. Awesome.
If that's what you want to call it, go ahead.
Yes, Todd.
Can I just say, if the Broncos were
if
the Broncos were 6-0 and won each game by 30 points, this would still be equally as humiliating as it is at 2-4.
All right. I'm going to give you a bloop, bloop, bloop on that.
It doesn't make it any better.
Because I thought you were going to say, if they were 6-0, you wouldn't be doing that. Okay, good. Those are bad commercials.
Horrible. It's,
right?
It's humiliating is what it is.
Yes.
And you know what the problem is? Like, now at this, I feel bad about it, right? Because they probably have, like, another five of these things in the tank ready to go.
Yes, they do.
And you know, after the reaction to the first one, it's like, oh, crap, we got a bunch of these still to go.
It's like when Steph Curry came out with his shoes that look like they belong on a nurse. And you're like, hey, look at the new shoes.
Everybody's laughing at
him. No. That looks like, you know, the Nurse Ratchet wearing those. Yes, Tom.
Can Subway and Russ renegotiate? Like, you give us some of the money back and we pull a few of these commercials. Is there anything that can be done at this point? If Russ doesn't want any more of these run.
I don't know.
You can't possibly want these to run over the next several weeks. They can go 2-7 or 3-8. Who knows?
It's going to be tough. This is going to be rough here for Russ. It's Ruffle Wilson. Yes, Marv.
And his wardrobe is just, it's probably the worst thing in the commercial. It's like a skull cap that's kind of like to the back.
Yeah.
And then he's got
it's like he lives in Brooklyn.
The fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
Or the perception that he lives in Brooklyn.
Yes, Seton.
See, I think that maybe what's going wrong here, right, is Russell Wilson's wardrobe is fine. He dresses great, but he's not funny. Yeah. And he's trying to be funny. Yeah. And sometimes people who aren't funny shouldn't try to be funny. They should just be cool. He's super cool. And he's a super nice guy. Right?
Yeah.
He should just be the super cool, nice guy instead of trying to be funny, because not everybody is funny.
Yeah. These are tough commercials. Somehow I feel more entertained listening to Charles Barkley try to pronounce some of these words. Mozzarella.
Artisanal spices and cheese.
Artisanal. Yeah, that's my favorite. Do we have a little bit of Taylor Swift? Do we have enough time to play the, do we like the new Taylor Swift song?
Midnight.
Here we go. All right, here we go. Taylor Swift. Okay. All right.
It's been called an instant classic.
Oh,
Dan.
Wow. Okay.
The album has been called an instant classic.
Oh, okay. There's an ABBA feel to it. Mm. Yes, Paulie.
It's Wilson Phillips-esque.
Oh, okay. I'll give you a bloop bloop on that. Yeah. Good poll there. Final hour coming up on this Meet Friday. Nick Wright from Fox Sports will stop by. More phone calls as well. We'll take a break. Final hour coming up. One more item as we close out hour two. NBA fans, the wait is over. Basketball is back. The official sports betting partner of the NBA, DraftKings. New customers can make any $5 bet, and it's a money line bet. Get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Also, everybody can boost their winnings up to 100%. DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. You got to get the DraftKings Sportsbook app, opt in, and then place a stepped up same game parlay, and you can do that today. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Promo code is Patrick. Make any $5 bet this week. Get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the promo code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.